So, quick story. Once I was at the grocery store with a friend, and I noticed just walking shopping quickly, and it was a grocery store, and this lady's staring at me, and I just smile, and she's just kind of adamant. She says, "Speak." And my thought was, oh gosh, she recognizes me from TV news. And my first thought was like, does she want me to like speak in a script? Do I start saying a story? And I'm like, hi, how are you doing? And she listened to the voice. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, and you look much taller in person. I didn't think you were that tall. And it just throws you off guard that you forget how you want to respond when somebody recognizes you. And I've just done, 26 years in local news at seven different stations. And it's always been uncomfortable to be recognized because you don't know if somebody likes you or doesn't like you or what they're going to say. And so there's all this anxiety about going out in public, for me at least. And it was nothing I ever enjoyed, being recognized or anything. And so my plan is to always be very friendly. Where are you from? Where do you live? And thanks for saying hello. Thank you for saying hello. But in this particular case, I walk in, I see somebody staring at me. She's walking pretty fast and she just looks at me and I smile and she's like, "Speak, speak." And I'm like, oh my God, do I need to perform a script? And so I said, "Hi, how are you doing?" And she's like looks away and is thinking, "Oh yeah, that's the voice." And then she's like, "And you look much taller. I didn't know you were that tall. I didn't think you were that tall." So anyway, it's uncomfortable. I get more uncomfortable and hurry up and get my stuff. Leave my friend behind like 10 feet. I'm ahead of him. And I got cash back at the register. And I was so anxious that I left and did not get my cash. And it wasn't until that night that I realized, oh my gosh, I didn't get the cash. And one of my policies early on in my 20s was that you should be the first one to say hello. But not everybody recognizes you. You don't know who's watching and who's not, and who recognizes you and who doesn't. So anyway, I went back the next. It was actually a holiday that day, and so I went back that Tuesday and got my $25 cash at the store. So, and I, am by no means a celebrity or anything, and so I can't imagine what the big wigs go through, high profile, nationwide movie stars, celebrities, and even newscasters go through. And so I'm sure that they, have to isolate themselves and go out incognito, things like that. But, and there were a few times when I was on the beach and I was in other cities, and it was like, oh my gosh, it's so nice not to even think anybody knows you. You're in a different city, nobody would know you for sure. And that feeling was very different and peaceful and like calm. So anyway, I don't know what the solution is, but I like to think that I'm better at when I'm starstruck or see somebody, recognize them, that I give them space, or that if I really need to say hi or want to say hi, that I just approach them first. And try not to stare. I don't know, it hadn't happened to me a lot where I've run into someone significant or known, but yeah. So, anyway, more shall be revealed. I've actually have not been anchoring lately. Because I'm doing like so much in this. Where I'm at now, where I'm the news director and manager and doing all the behind the scenes planning and scheduling, and then I was anchoring a newscast and it just got to be too much. And so I'm taking a little break. I don't know when I'll be back on or if I'll be back on. Certainly in an emergency, I would have to. But I've put on a little more weight here recently, so it's not comfortable anyway to go on. That's my life story, up and down, 60 to 100 pounds four times. And that was always early on, people's reaction was, oh, you're, you know, skinnier in person or thinner in person, or you look bigger in person. It was just always some comment, and you never know what people are going to say. So it can be unnerving, and there's a lot of anxiety and anxiousness for me going out in public, and you just don't know what people expect, and you feel like you let them down, and they're kind of bored once they meet you. Anyway, just wanted to share that experience. So I'm going to title this one, Speak.